Hi, it's Mark Zinkowitz, and welcome to the Seed World Germination Podcast for August 15th. This week, Farmers Business Network launched the F2F Genetics Network, what it's calling a new kind of seed company that it says will capitalize on its member network and the resulting aggregate data. Serving as head of seeds for this new company is Ron Wolfcool, who formerly served as the head of Greenleaf Genetics, which is Syngenta's licensing arm. According to a news release distributed by the company, the F2F Genetics Network is what it calls a new model for the future of seed development and direct-to-farm distribution, with a focus on delivering non-GM and post-patent seeds in corn, soybeans, and other crops. Here's my discussion with Ron. Ron, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks a lot, Mark. I look forward to our discussion.
Ron, we've been watching FBN and its approach to the market for the past couple of years now. As I'm sure you know, the broader seed industry has been less than favorable to the approach. Formerly, you served as the head of Greenleaf Genetics, the licensing arm of Syngenta, and most recently as a consultant and advisor. What is it that attracted you to Farmers Business Network, and what will you be doing?
So first of all, for FBN, I will be heading up the seeds business. And our seeds businesses are comprised of our F2F Genetics Network, which is the new business that we're launching this week. We also distribute the Calyx gene-edited soybeans that produce that are Ohio Lake soybeans. We've been at the cutting edge of really being the first commercial scale gene-edited products to distribute those in the market. And then we've also announced that we will be distributing Arcadia's Good Wheat. And so this is a new type of wheat that will bring added benefits to the marketplace as well. And so if I zero in on our F2F Genetics network, what attracted me to FBN was, as I looked around the industry, it looked to me like there were some really good genetics, as well as some really good traits that just did not have an efficient, effective path to market. And so what I mean by that is, as you mentioned, Greenleaf, we of course work with the genetics from Syngenta and Pioneer, and also we work with different independent breeders. And then if you think about how those breeders get products to market, they typically either have to develop their own retail brand, which is quite expensive, and oftentimes not the area of expertise for a breeder, or they have to license those genetics either directly to a seed company or through the foundation companies. And so as the industry has went through a period of consolidation, many of those foundation companies have sold or been acquired such that for the most part, they're under the control of the large multinationals. So for the independent breeders, of which by my count, there's still more than 30 of those today for corn, it's hard to get to market. And so as I looked at the industry, it's like, oh my gosh, there's some great glyphosate tolerant genetics that just aren't getting to the farmer. There's some great corn genetics that just aren't getting to the farmer. How can you do that? Well, the FBN business model is one that quite frankly, is focused number one on the farmer and not really so influenced by what the industry might think.
Well, that actually leads me to my next point. It seems that the past year or so, FBN has positioned itself against the rest of the seed industry. Do you see that as being valid? Is this FBN versus the seed industry, or do you see it as FBN being a part of the seed industry?
We would love to partner with the participants in the industry. So currently, we do indeed distribute other companies' products. You know, Calyx soybeans, Arcadia wheat. We have on our marketplace store, we have several brands of seed that are listed on our marketplace that are made available to farmers. We would love to be able to work with seed companies and would really look forward to those discussions. But what we would not be receptive to is to say to cause the seed industry to remain status quo of how business has been conducted in the past, and not to embrace the opportunities that e-commerce and data science can bring to farmers is not something we would be interested to. So would love to collaborate, would love to partner whether that be distribute, it could be us supplying genetics, it could be others supplying us. Genetics would absolutely be the way to help the farmers the most, is if as an industry we could work together to really bring the farmers better products.
It seems you're really focusing on off-patent technology. What's your approach to using off-patent technology and getting it in the right germplasm at the local level?
So as we think about the types of technologies that we'll offer, whether it be genetics or traits and the combination of those, what's really exciting for us is to find those things like what we've been discussing, the Arcadia, the Calyx, the glyphosate-tolerant soybeans, that otherwise are going to have a very difficult time reaching farmers. So these new technology companies, they don't have an established sales force in place, but they get it. They understand the power of the data science behind what we're doing. And so we can really not only segment the right farmer, but also identify the right types of fields to place their technology. But part of segmenting the right farmer is to find those farmers that also, let me give you the example to help on the trade side of things. So if we have a technology that needs to have strong identity preservation and to be sure that the grain is delivered to the right outlets, then we would do a segmentation of our 25 million acres and find those fields that farmers are currently successfully doing identity preservation with. And then we would go and interview and meet with those farmers to understand the practices of what they're doing before making that seed available. And so I would come back to our farmer network and our data, and understanding the farmers' practices allows us to find those farmers that can do that successfully. And it helps making the training and the education much simpler than it does to start with a farmer that's only been producing grain as a commodity grain. Not that farmer can't be trained, but it's obviously easier to start with someone that has experience.
In launching this company, you're calling for what you call increased transparency in regards to what's in the bag and parental lines and so forth. Can you explain a little bit about what you mean by that?
So we're going to help farmers understand that if we have a hybrid, for instance, two of our hybrids share a common male, we're going to be upfront with the farmer about that, because I don't believe a farmer, quite frankly, should plant all his acres to those two hybrids. I think he should split it up. I'd be glad for him to plant some of his acres to each of those hybrids, but he needs to bring in a different hybrid that's fully unrelated, just to be sure to manage risk, whether that be against time of pollination or against pests or against disease. Nonetheless, it would make sense for the farmer to be able to manage that risk.
FBN recently came to Canada and announced its acquisition of Yorkton Distributors in Saskatchewan. Will the F2F Genetics Network's model be a part of your Canadian operations? And if so, how might that fit in?
The first thing that we have to look at is, can we find the right hybrids and varieties that will bring value to our farmer members in Canada? And so as that business has taken off and grown quickly with a large presence in the Prairie provinces, it's just remarkable how fast it's growing, then that's a certain market where I need to spend some time finding the right genetics. These initial products that we're launching, the soybeans definitely would not fit. The corn, perhaps for a few farmers raising for there what would be very full season silage, but not enough to really make it interesting. So we'll be working with our Canadian colleagues to determine is the best strategy to continue to support being a distributor of other brands of seed, which is what Yorkton does and what we're doing as FBN in Canada, or does it make sense to bring in the F2F Genetics Network? But before we can even have that discussion, we've got to be able to find the right genetics that could bring great performance.
Thanks so much for sitting down with me today, Ron.
Mark, thank you much. Really enjoyed our discussion today.